Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crabs in town. Yum! 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of the Commish's 2017 NFL Draft Party, where stick carriers unite. Sports Legends Bar and Grill on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Sideline is Brent Grimes. Did he stay in bounds? One official looks at the other, and it is signaled a touchdown. And Winston throws, and that is a touchdown for Evan.
Less than 3 weeks until we are rocking the fuck out of Sports Legends. Oh, hey, warning. This podcast should be listened to with headphones. Because it's Bucks Uncensored. So we say whatever the fuck we want to say. These two parties coming up are going to be insane. Everyone in that restaurant that night is going to be you're all going to be stick carriers, right? I mean, it's all going to be Bucks fans, and it's all going to be zeroed in on the draft. I can't tell you how many draft parties I've done over the years when I was on the radio where, okay, we would own the bar, like we did at Buffalo Wild Wings a couple of years, and we owned the bar area. We had a packed house, I mean, packed crowd. But there were still like a lot of people there that weren't really there for the draft. No, every single person that's going to be at Sports Legends, like you can walk around and talk to anyone. Everyone's going to be a Bucks fan. Everyone's going to be into it. It's going to be, I have very high expectations. I'm like James Winston. I have high expectations for how this party's going to turn out. And I think it's going to exceed every single one of my expectations. I'm fired up, man. I cannot wait until it gets here. Man, that is going to be, I've already taken off Thursday and Friday from work, but I might have to just take off the entire week and just sleep all day Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Just sleep as much as I can to make up for the lack of sleep I'm going to have that weekend. It's going to be insane. All right, it's a mock draft Monday. We've got a ton of mock drafts that have come in. You get to hear what other Bucks fans think could happen, could transpire with the Bucks. First three draft picks. We only do the first three rounds. If you have not listened to it yet, go back and listen to the last episode. It was Luke Easterling, thedraftwire.com, joined us. We talked all about the NFL draft. We talked about running backs, safeties, defensive ends. I mean, we talked about positions that the Buccaneers should be focused on. And also, Luke gave you his top five most likely players in the draft to end up wearing the Buccaneers uniform. in 2017 and beyond. So you got to go back and listen to it and enjoy it and take in all that knowledge. And then you've got this one. It's Mock Draft Monday, where we're just guessing, okay? You've got a bunch of fans sending in their Bucks takes. They're all guessing, and then I'm going to give you the guess of all guesses at the conclusion of this podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and boy, we need to start off with something that's really going to inspire us.
What's up, Commish? It's Army Specialist Griffith at the Fort Detrick, Maryland. Well, my commander just approved my DA-31 leave form, and that means that I'm rolling down to Florida in a couple weeks for the draft. Hopefully I'll be able to see you and all the other stick carriers out there, sports legends, along with my girl and their parents who I haven't seen in almost 2 years. I really appreciate what you and Ira and JoeBucksFan.com are doing for community and fan base, because let's be honest, our local radio is bullshit. It's awful. And you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there, but they're always yapping about 31 other teams that I really don't give two fucks about. As for what I think we should do for the draft, first round, I think we go past catcher, whether it be John Ross, Corey Davis, David Njoku. One of them I'd be completely all right with, and would really help out our offense and chance. I also understand the sentiments that, you know, at 19, if Dalvin Cook's going to be there, you pretty much got to take him. I mean, I'm not completely sold on that, but again, I'm not going to be mad at it either. Round two, I said we go Joe Mixon. Like you said a million times before, he's the best running back in the draft. And if he falls for us in the second round and we have nine pick up a running back, I think we got to go there. And if we don't, I think we need to go safety or defensive end. And then by round three, if we still haven't picked up a running back, I think we go Marlon Mack. But that's my take, Commish. Again, thank you 1,000 times for what you're doing. I think you're building a community that this fan base needs. And we're all over the place. Hopefully when my paperwork goes through and I get stationed down in Georgia, I can actually make it to more games. Hope to see you and shake a hand at Sports Legends on that Friday night. I'm definitely going to need my D4 because I'm going to be lit up at Christmas Tree. Shout out to Picados. Headlines. Hope go by there and get faded up. But that's my take. And speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. I'm out.
Man, what a way to start the podcast. Got his paperwork. He gets to come back for the draft. He hasn't seen his parents or his girl for 2 years. 2 years? And he's coming back and going to the draft party. And he says he's looking forward to shaking my hand. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding? I mean, that's a joke, right? There's nothing I'm looking forward to more that night than shaking your hand. Thank you, Army Specialist Griffith, for what you've done for our country. And Lord knows we don't know what the future holds after what continues to transpire in the Middle East. But I'll tell you what, anyone who's willing to volunteer and put their life on the line for me, Man, I cannot wait to buy you a drink. I cannot wait to buy you a drink and shake your hand, look you in the eye, and tell you thank you. So I look forward to seeing you there at Sports Legends for our draft parties coming up. Great, great way for us to kick off this mock draft Monday episode. I like the Marlon Mack suggestion. I think we've got some very unique and varied, and with the 19th pick, that's the hardest part, is we have no idea who's even going to be available. I mean, that's, man. And usually what I like to do is try and pick out 19 guys that I would want. I think in this draft, I think I can. I can at least pick out 10, 11, 12 that realistically should go somewhere in the teens, which means you're going to get one of those guys. Maybe we'll do that as we get closer to the draft. All right, a lot of Bucks takes. Want to get them in. Don't want to make this one an hour and 20 minutes again, although some of you might like that. Some of you like it when we go long. You just like it long. Don't you, Lisa?
Justin, it's Lisa in Lakeland. We're back from vacation. What's up, stick carriers? Back to the grind until the draft party gets here. I'm not worried about the first round. There's going to be big sticks everywhere at 19. We need to go running back, wide receiver, defensive end. So there's my general mock draft. And girls, it's okay to carry a stick. To you guys, stick carriers, speak softly and carry your big motherfucking stick.
Well, there's going to be a lot of guys carrying their big motherfucking stick at the draft party, because I think it's going to be a big stick carrier fest, if you know what I mean. Do you?
Thanks to Justin, I have my own stick to carry now.
Okay. Makes sense. Speaking of going long, and you know, I mean, sometimes this podcast can just get really, really long. It's just,
arr, Justin, you said you like pirates. Well, Matt Ryan likes pirate cock.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. Boy, let's get Delvin on. Hey, Delvin.
What's up, Commish? This is Delvin from Palm Harbor. Before I get to my mock draft Monday, I just want to address two things from last podcast. First thing was one guy was like hashtag Mark or something was asking, what does Hard Knocks do to help us win? I honestly think that it's good because it'll actually give fans that are in the Tampa area that don't really pay attention too much to the team inside look of how special this team could be. So I think that would help out a lot, especially with attendance and everything like that, you know. So that'd be cool. Second thing is the guy that made the hilarious Joe Mixon joke just made me laugh pretty hard. So yeah, don't know if you can sense the sarcasm in that, but good one, bud. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now off to my mock draft. So the first round pick. Yeah, I'm just going to go Dalvin Cook just because, I mean, I just feel like that's just the one, man. I mean, everybody's talking about tight end, wide receivers, blah, blah, blah. I just think, you know, because we haven't addressed it with Adrian Peterson yet, I feel like Dalvin Cook's the pick. My second round pick, I'm actually going to go safety with Desmond King. So, because he could play corner, possibly. You know, nickel corner, but he could also play safety because, a lot of people project him as a safety. So I think Desmond King is really good. Plus, he could be a kick returner, punt returner. And you know how I like talking about kick returners, punt returners, because we need that. So, and then my third round pick, I'm actually going to go with the guy you like, man, and Chris Godwin from Penn State. I feel like he'd be a really good receiver for depth. And he could stretch the field, and he can be an outside receiver when DeSean Jackson being slot. You know, Adam Humphries being slot. I mean, we can. It gives us so many options as far as the passing game would go. So yeah, I just think those three guys would help us out tremendously. And yeah, man. So fire the cannons, carry that big motherfucking stick, and keep doing what you're doing, man. All right, late.
All right, I like the Chris Godwin on the outside. He's more of an outside receiver than a slot receiver, but I think it gives you more versatility with DeSean Jackson being able to slide inside. Humphries already there inside. I think where the Buccaneers really struggled was when their outside receivers, Vincent Jackson in particular, goes down. Now all of a sudden you're scrambling to find guys on the outside. I think Chris Godwin, with his size and speed combination, be a nice fit. Good one. Good one, Delvin. Thank you. A lot more to get to. Let's do some more mock drafts. How about Eric in San Diego? Hey, Eric.
Justin, what's going on? It's Eric in San Diego here for Mock Draft Monday. I'm going to go ahead and dive right into this. I don't think that we stay at pick 19, whether that's moving up to grab somebody like John Ross, Corey Davis, one of our offensive playmakers that we're really coveting, or if it's trading back and getting somebody for better value like Buda Baker. I'm hoping that's what we do, but you know, with this, I'm not going to predict a trade. I'm just going to go ahead and say who I want for the first pick at 19, and that's going to be Buda Baker. I think he's a playmaker that we would want in comparison to the physical freak of Melifonwu, who, when you watch the film, I mean, I know you said it, and I know Luke Easterling said it on the podcast, just he doesn't flash. He does not flash, and just a physical freak, great, but he barely shows up on film, so I would rather Mitch take the playmaker and let him do work in our secondary. In the second round, I got Chris Godwin, and his jump ability as well as his speed is just way too enticing in that mid-second round to not go after, and he'd be great to learn from Mike Evans as well as DeSean Jackson. In the third, we got to go with the home run threat. We got to go hometown boy too, Marlon Mack. I think that's just the way to go with this. People say Kareem Hunt. Well, Kareem Hunt, as great of a runner as he is, gets caught from behind all the time. And that's exact opposite of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get home run threats, these weapons for Winston, who can break something, you know, take a 5-yarder and make it 50, 60 and go for the home run. And Marlon Mack, to me, is a really impressive running back. So that's my mock draft. My biggest fear is that we choose Njoku. I just think this whole, like, oh, he's raw athletic and just, you know, jumps out the gym and can run really fast. Well, that's a first-round pick on a super raw player, and they have not panned out too often in the first round. I should say, like, Eric Ebron, so it looks like a big bust, and some of these other guys. So that's my biggest fear, is that we draft Njoku, and just we would regret that. But thanks for the podcast, man. Let's go Bucks.
All right. Good one. And did I hear another mention of Marlon Mack? Wow. Okay. Not that I disagree with it at all, actually. I have seen Marlon Mack play a lot. I actually have seen every single snap he ever took in college. And a lot of people mistakenly thought that I was, you know, coming down hard on him. First off, the only reason I was worried about him entering this draft is because this draft is so deep at running back. And running backs don't tend to go higher. They tend to go lower. That's why, you know, when you're seeing Dalvin Cook, McCaffrey, and Fournette all be mentioned, one of those guys is going to be there for the Bucs, and there's a good chance two of them are. Because when it's all said and done, yeah, they're talented backs, but they do play running back. And if this draft is already loaded at running back, teams that need a running back might pass on those top three guys early on because they feel they can get a Marlon Mack or a Deontay Foreman or a Joe Mixon or an Alvin Kamara. The list goes on and on, whether it's a Hunt. I mean, it's mind-boggling how many really, really good running backs there are in this draft. And that's not saying that the Bucs won't take a running back in the first round. I'm talking about other teams passing on running backs, you know, maybe within the top 15 to 17 picks, which is going to force those top running backs down to the Bucs, which is going to force other running backs down. And it's just going to be a snowball effect. I think we're going to see some of these bigger name running backs going third, fourth, and even fifth round just because there's just so many. There's the supply is far outweighing the demand, right? So when that happens, you're going to get quality for much less. Much less. When you're talking fourth and fifth round. Am I saying that the Bucs should wait to the fourth or fifth round to get a running back? Absolutely not. And I'm not buying this bullshit that, oh, Doug Martin's going to work out with the team and OTAs. Well, of course he's going to. He's under contract. He has to. Fucking, you know, whatever. Is somebody going to try and convince me that they're going to pay him $7 million next year? That would be a gigantic... You want to talk about waste of money, and I'm a big proponent of it's not my money, so I don't give a shit as long as they've got room under the cap. But that it would be just a gigantic waste of money. And this other bullshit that Doug Martin needs to get back to his 2015 Pro Bowl form. Oh, fuck that. Okay, here's the deal with Doug Martin. Is he's had two good seasons in the NFL. His rookie season and his contract season. Okay? I know he's a fan favorite for a while and this... No. You need to contribute. You need to perform on the field. And just because he performs in a contract year doesn't mean that the guy's an elite running back. Man, open your eyes, people. There's so many better running backs out there. I'm not going to waste my time with Doug Martin. And I don't think the Bucs are either. That's why they're going to draft a running back. And maybe, who knows? I don't know. Maybe sign Adrian Peterson. Wouldn't that be something for Hard Knocks? If they get it.
Commish, it's Mike here in Wesley Chapel, man. Want to send in my Bucs take for this week? I want Hard Knocks for these motherfucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want this team to be seen on a national level. This is an exciting team. We put it out there. We build a fan base even bigger than it already is. No one hopped on the Bucs bandwagon during the fucking Josh McCown, Mike Glennon years. No, fuck that. People who didn't grow up in Tampa probably became Bucs fans during the 99 through 2003 years during that Super Bowl run. This is a type of young team that builds fan bases, and I want people to see this young, exciting team. And the main reason I want Hard Knocks, I want it for Jameis Winston. Everyone out there in the national scale, they see him for what he did in college. They don't see the model citizen that he's become. They don't see him being the first one in and the last one out. They don't see him going to children's hospitals, doing all that good shit, being the great fucking leader that he is. I know this team can handle being on Hard Knocks, and I know that they'll be successful with it, even if they have it. I want this opportunity for Jameis. He deserves it. He needs to be seen for who he really is. Thanks, Justin. Go Bucks. Carry a big motherfucking stick!
Mm-hmm. I like the reasoning for the Hard Knocks is to get... to build the fan base. You know, the local media, I guess, can only do so much around here. You know, but to go behind the scenes and with the excitement that's already been brewing, with the end of last season, with the offseason they've had, add in Hard Knocks, add in just a swagger they're going to have. They already started to build that swagger on defense, and I think they built it even more offensively with the moves they made this offseason. There's plenty to be excited about. And those home crowds there near during that win streak against Seattle, against New Orleans, boy, that's the most that stadium has been a home field advantage since I can remember, all the way back to that Super Bowl run. So if Hard Knocks is going to help continue to build the fan base and build excitement around the Bucs, I do think that I agree. I think they're a team with great leadership, both as players and as coaches and front office. I think they can handle it. I think they'll be able to handle it, and I think they'll embrace it. And there's an attitude, a good attitude, about this team, and they'll show it. They'll show it just like they did during that stretch last year, where they just it was pretty fun to watch. It was fun to watch. Let's get some more mock drafts in. Let's get Dylan in. Hey, Dylan.
Commish. Hey, it's Dylan from Sacramento. Just sending in my mock draft Monday. I'm proposing a trade. I was looking at it, and Cleveland at 12, you know, they're going to be selecting a quarterback, almost guaranteed. You know, they got their first overall pick. You know, they're going to probably pick up Myles Garrett, and then, you know, they're going to pick a quarterback. They need one. And, you know, looking at the teams in between us at 19 and them at 12, you know, like, it's Baltimore, Philly, and, you know, a few others. Basically teams that have quarterbacks that are not going to spend their first round pick on a quarterback. And so I almost guarantee that they'd be willing to move back, especially to 19, where they can still get their guy and obtain an extra pick. So I'm proposing that, you know, this is a big if, but if John Ross is on the board at 12, I think we trade up, give up our second round pick and our first round at 19, and we select John Ross. With that said, you know, obviously we won't pick in the second round, so our third round pick, I bet will be Dante Foreman out of Texas. I think he'll be there. And then while I understand, you know, three round mock, you know, I feel kind of cheated that I couldn't get that third pick in. So I'm going to say our fourth round pick, I think we'll pick Eddie Jackson out of Alabama. You know, he's hurt, so his stocks fell. You know, I think it'd be solid. He can, you know, learn the game and get healthy behind our already starting safeties. And, yeah, I think he'd be a solid pickup, especially with that fourth round pick. Anyways, that's my mock draft. Thank you, Justin. And go Bucks.
All right, keeping them flowing in. Thanks, Dylan. Thank you for sharing your mock draft Monday with us. More mock draft Mondays. Let's get Rick on. Hey, Rick.
What's good, Justin and all y'all? Stay carry out there, man. What's up? This is Rick calling out the A. First-time caller, you know, definitely want to go ahead and give appreciation to you, Justin, and all your hard work, you know, for, you know, have something for all of us Buck fans, Philly Stick Carriers, to go ahead and, you know, listen to, pass time to, you know, enjoy ourselves. Since this is Draft Monday, let me go ahead and give my first three picks. First round pick, definitely John Ross. I was looking at NFL Network. He was saying that he's training already with Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun already taking him under his wings, and I think would be pretty awesome, you know, to have him drafted already. My second round pick is Buda Baker, because shit, Buda Baker's the man. And our third round draft pick is definitely going to be the kid out of Oklahoma, Joy Mixon. I definitely do think that he does have the opportunity to become a David Johnson type running back. Definitely want to go ahead and give a shout out to, you know, our sponsors, Pocados, you know, B4. You know, and I definitely do wish I was going to go ahead to that draft party, but you know, hey, I'll be holding it down in the A for our Bucks fan over here. So, either way, just want to say, you know, appreciate you, speak softly, and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right. Rick in the A. Does anyone know what the A is? Other than ass? Because that's the only A I could think of. Yikes. Tuna's up.
Justin. Stick Carriers, Tuna out of Plant City, at Tuna427 on the Twitter machine. I wanted to weigh in with my mock draft Monday, my top three picks that I will be taking on April 27th, 2017 at the one, the only Sports Legends. My first round pick, I'm taking a shot with Justin. My second round pick, I'm taking a shot with Lou. And my third round pick, I'm taking a shot with the best player available. We are super excited. April 27th is my 6-year anniversary with Mrs. Tuna, and we will be spending it with fellow Stick Carriers in quite possibly the biggest party in Tampa Bay sports history. I'm telling you, they better call the National Guard. It's gonna be crazy. I hope B4 is ready, because I'm gonna need a bunch of B4 before this experience. Avocados, I would say you're great hangover food, but I'm not gonna have a hangover. Just gonna be great food. Sports Legends, obviously, B4. Christian, I'm going to hit you up beforehand so I get nice and cleaned up so I look good for Mrs. Tuna and, frankly, all you other Stick Carriers, too. We are super excited. Can't wait to see y'all. This is my Bucks take, Mock Draft Monday. I'm speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Stuck it. All right, Tuna. Good. Let me just go ahead and warn everyone, because I know. You all want to buy me a drink or a shot. Listen, I get it. You know? You just want to show your appreciation. I get it. I love it. No tequila. Can we just agree on that? No tequila. No, not going to do that. And honestly, like, just let's... It's going to be two long nights. Like, I don't need the hardcore shots. Okay, let's just do the fruit. I like doing fruity shots, stuff that's kind of easy, and then typically I'm either drinking a glass of straight vodka or straight whiskey anyway. So pretty much every sip for me is a shot, okay? Just some rules. Just some stuff that I'm just throwing out there. You know, I'm going to hope that you abide by those rules, but definitely no tequila. No. I might just puke all over the bar. Matt's in Boston.
Justin, it's Matt in Boston. Real quick on the Joe Mixon scenario. You know what, man? The kid was 18 when it happened. I've done a pretty big 180 on it. It was a hard no for me, but the more I think about it, 18 is just so young, and it's, again, I'm not forgiving it. It was, you know, a heinous piece of shit, you know, pussy kind of act, but... you know, he's showing remorse, and at the end of the day, man, like, I know he's off some people's draft boards, but he's still on a lot of others, and I'd much rather be a winner with some bad eggs than a self-righteous loser. So ideally, man, I would love them to trade down from 19, get a couple extra mid-round picks, or at least an extra third-round pick, let's say, use that as ammo to trade up in the second round to get him, and then in the first round get a defensive end or a safety, the best on the board. Other thing that I guess I have a question for you, and hold on the Phil Collins music, because I actually prefer Genesis. So if you want to go like I Can't Dance, I Can't Sing, if you want to play that, that'd be great.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Okay, great. Needle drop now. So the question is, I know the hype is real for the team. Even the national media is starting to catch on. Expectations are high. And I know on paper we should be a playoff caliber team. But it's the Bucks. Even when they won a Super Bowl, every time the offense would come on the field, I'd kind of cringe a little bit. And you just wait for, you know, how are they going to fuck this up? Not necessarily same old Bucks. This is a little bit different. This is just... they should win, but they're the Bucks. Do you guys still feel that? Do you still feel that? Thanks, man. Dig the podcast. Love everything that you guys are doing. Love to hear the stick carrier's takes. And speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Thanks, Matt. I mean, I have said it on the podcast. And I think most of you know this. But I'm also noticing it on a national level, and I think that's why there's so many links between the Bucks and Hard Knocks right now, is there are a lot of people pointing to the Bucks and looking at the Bucks as building what could be one of the next great teams in the NFL. A young nucleus that's getting better and better, strategic targets in free agency, you know, just building a team with a franchise quarterback that can compete on a yearly basis for championships. So, no, I mean, I don't see it as, you know, the Bucks are good, but they're the Bucks. No, I think people are looking at it and saying, no, the Bucks are good. And I'm telling you, and I said it a couple weeks ago, I think there's a strategic pattern or way you can look at this draft, and if they get certain players and pair them together They're not only a playoff contender in my eyes, but they could end up being a Super Bowl contender like that overnight. I mentioned Adrian Peterson. I mean, if they found a way to pair Adrian Peterson with a Joe Mixon, if he passed all their vetting and they make sure that, you know, he's not going to be trouble when he's in Tampa, now all of a sudden you've got two guys at running back. You've got your two receivers. You probably draft another receiver. Cameron Brate was fantastic last year. You got a young offensive list, so you're feeling good about offense with Jameis Winston. Then defense, look at how well the defense played last year. And you haven't really lost anyone, any key players. And if anything, you've added some players. So, I don't know. I mean, why not? Why not the Bucks? What, because they're the Bucks? Well, they can go kiss their ass, okay? Who gives a shit what those people say about that? Tyrell, save me here.
What's up, Justin? And my fellow stick carriers, this Tyrell from Tennessee, still carrying that big motherfucking stick. Mock Draft Monday. Let's go with trading down in the first round. We're going to trade down and we're going to pick up a weapon for Winston. I'm going with Zay Jones in the first round. Fuck all this tight end shit. We can get one in the third, fourth round. Let's go to wide receiver with proven hands nobody catches. After we trade down, we should pick up an extra pick. Second round, let's go with Buda Baker. And then with the pick we achieved from the trade down in the first round, let's go with Joe Mixon or Deontay Foreman. I don't see us having a third round pick at this point because we traded back up in the second round. But if we do, somehow Jason Light work his magic and we get a third round pick, I say fuck it. Let's go with Jabril Peppers. And I'm not the first guy that come on here and say, let's draft Jabril Peppers. There's been plenty of others. So you can cue the guy from Ireland because I'm not the first guy still. Hey, I love all my fellow stick carriers. This is Mr. Tiny Man 6 on Twitter. Holler at your boy. And, hey, I just nailed it. Shh, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. I got mine. I hope you got yours. Nailed it.
See the first fucker that comes on here and says they want to take Jabril Peppers? Tell them to get the fuck out of here. That guy is going to be a fucking bust.
Peppers in the third round, eh? Last week I had the Bucks taking him in the first round. And boy, did I take some shit for that. You can all go fuck yourselves. Mock Draft Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of you get a little crazy, though, with your picks. Like, okay, guys that are projected in the first round, you can't take them in the second round or the third round. Try and be realistic, folks. Try and be realistic. Rodney's realistic, right, Rodney?
Yo, Kamish, Rodney in Dallas. So I'm submitting my Mock Draft Monday Bucks tape. And for this one, I'm looking as if none of our no-brainer picks are there, and I'm going ahead and put my Mad Hatter / Jason Light hat on. So for the first round, none of our no-brainer picks are there. We trade back a couple spots and pick up an extra third and fourth round pick. For our first pick, we take Buda Baker, safety. Second round, we stay pat, and we pick up, yes, you guessed it, Joe Mixon. Guy's going to be a beast. Vetted him, did that due diligence, got him. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. That third and fourth pick that we picked up, we take it and trade back up for a second round pick, and we go get Sidney Jones, corner from Washington. Take him, sit him in our back pocket, let him learn the defense, rehab, and he takes over for Brent Grimes the following season when his contract is up. For third round, we get another weapon for Winston, and we go Carlos Henderson. With that, I think we really would shake up the draft and show that, hey, we mean business. But as always, speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Nice, Rodney. Here's interesting take there on Sidney Jones. And I don't know if you got to take him in the second round. I mean, for a guy who what was it, an Achilles, and he's likely out for the entire season. I don't know if you need to spend a second round. I think he goes somewhere in the third. But I love the reasoning you gave. Brent Grimes, 1 year left on his deal. Andy's getting up there in age. Sidney Jones now can redshirt pretty much his rookie season and then take over next season for Brent Grimes. So, I mean, I wouldn't do it in the second round, but if the Bucks did that in the third round instead of getting some of the players that have been bantied about, and you look at Sidney Jones and say, well, he's one of the top corners in this entire class. Now you're getting him in the third round. He just can't play his rookie season, but you're feeling pretty good about Brent Grimes and Vernon Hargraves as of right now. I mean, I'd entertain the thought, and I'm sure Jason Light and they've done all their homework, and perhaps they'd entertain the thought as well. JR, my man, best running back I ever played with.
What's up, Pulowski? This your favorite running back, JR. Back in our TC days. What's going on, Stick Carriers? Give a shout out to all the sponsors before. Then head over to Vicado's for lunch. Going to Sports Legend. Before you do that, go get faded up by Christian over at Headliners. But, Pulowski, I got a question. I was just listening to Saturday's podcast, and Adolfo was talking about mixing, about cheering for him. But I have a question. And my question is, Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs beat his girlfriend up. I don't think the Chiefs fans were cheering for Tyreek Hill saying, oh, that's that guy who beat his girlfriend up. Nah, they were cheering, oh, that's our wide receiver who just scored on all these teams and that just made the Pro Bowl. By saying this, I no way condone what Joe Mixon did. Not in a long shot. It is hideous. Hideous what he did. But let's put everything in perspective. Let's look at this man's age when he did it. He was 17, 18, almost 18. This girl spit in his face and called him the N-word. Now, we're talking about a young kid who just reacted in the wrong way. No control over his emotions. We don't even know this kid's background. That's why, you know, somebody like Jason Light is amazing at his job, who can go see, was this just a young kid reacting in a terrible way, or is this just a bad dude, you know? So, like I said, if the Bucks draft him, I'm going to be happy as hell. I want the Bucks to draft him. This dude is amazing. He's the best running back on the board by far. It's not even close. Yeah, I love Dalvin Cook. You know, I went to FAMU. I'm a Florida State fan. Dalvin Cook can't touch this kid. This kid is amazing. But anyways, whatever we draft, I'm going to be happy, you know? But I just wanted to get that off my chest. All right, Bucks fans, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Yep.
Ooh, I like that sign-off. Yep. There you go, JR. He's a former running back, so he knows all about running backs. Love it. A couple more. I'm going to save a couple to Wednesdays. So if you didn't hear your Bucks take on this podcast, A, had a ton, and B, you might hear it on Wednesdays, just if it had nothing to do with a mock draft Monday. Speaking of that, Kyle has his. Ooh, I almost forgot I got to do my mock draft
Monday. Justin, Kyle calling in from Erie, Pennsylvania, and it is mock draft Monday. Let's go. All right, so round one, give me Buda Baker. I'd rather take him a little earlier than he should go, just because I don't want to lose out on that guy trying to wait till round two. Second round, give me Joe Mixon. I'm willing to take a risk with that because the upside is just incredible. Like everyone says, he's probably the most talented running back in this draft. Give me that guy. Round three, I completely agree. I want Chris Godwin. Just think about if he's anything like, say, Allen Robinson, another receiver that came out of Penn State. They profile pretty similar to each other. Imagine him with Mike Evans for the next 10 years. That's just incredible. And I have a bonus for you. I'm going to go four rounds. Give me Ryan Switzer out of UNC. Sure, people may go, why would you double down on wide receiver on consecutive picks? I don't give a fuck. That's a guy I want on my team. Imagine if he turns into Julian Edelman. Immediately, he's going to help us on special teams. And if you like Adam Humphries as a slot receiver, you're going to love Ryan Switzer. Let the two compete. If Adam Humphries wins it this year, great. I'd rather him win the job than get the job by default. All right, Justin, I went 4 rounds. Let me know what you think. As always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Kyle. I mean, Switzer. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think they have to double up on wide receiver. I think they're going to feel pretty good if they get just one more wide receiver to pair with Evans, DeSean Jackson, another rookie, Adam Humphries. You're feeling pretty good about the depth chart there at that point. And you're feeling good that you might not have to see a Freddie Martino or a Dante Dye or players like Bernard Reedy. You're not going to have to worry about seeing any of them on the field because now you've finally built some depth at a key position where your young quarterback needs to take a big step forward this year. And to do that, you want to surround him with the best weapons possible. Lou is up next. Oh, boy.
Stan, Lou in Port Richie. Hey, man, what day is it, bro? What day is it, man? Let me remember, bro. Oh, I know what day it is. It's Mock Drop Monday! Just in case you forgot. Anyway, the first round, let's change it up a little bit. Let's go with Cam Robinson, OT, from Alabama. Get rid of Dotson and put him right there. Know what I'm saying? Get a young stud in there, brother. Little change up, man. Second round, let's go with the other Oklahoma running back, P. Ryan or whatever his name is, just to change things up. And the third round, let's get our speedster, man. We'll go with that kid, Cooper Kupp. And let's see what he can do, you know, with little toolage from D-Jax. Anyway, man, I was listening to Saturday's podcast, man. Somebody brought up that, you know, reminded me that AP, you know, he used a stick on his kid, man. Now, I'm not advocating violence or anything, man, but, you know, the guy's already a stick carrier, man. I mean, but also brought me back to my childhood, man. My mom's, God bless her soul, man, but she was a stick carrier and then some, bro. You know, my mom's, you know, when I would get in trouble, bro, moms would go to work on me, man, with the wooden spoon, bro, the leather belt, tennis racket, or anything else that was nearby, bro, when I messed it up, man. You know, I tend to do that from time to time, bro. It was a little stubborn, man, you know what I'm saying? It was a little, you know, but, oh, God. Anyway, that's a bad place, man. Let me get out of this bad place before Brocados. And look, man, I'm not advocating violence on kids, man. No child abuse or anything like that, man. But the kid gets out of line, bro, do what you got to do. But sports legends, where you eat like a legend and you drink like a champ. Headlines Barbershop. Go see Christian, man, and any of his guys, man. Any of his guys are straight, man. Download his app, man. Headlines Barbershop, man. He's also got that Tune 45. Go to his website, Tune45.com, man. Buy his products, man. AAA, bro. AAA plus, man. Also, dude, listen to Iris Podcast. Joe's Buck fan. And as always, I leave you with softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
Okay, Lou. Less than 3 weeks until we all get to just watch Lou. That's going to be a sight to be seen, isn't it? How about we bring in Ross, Buccaneer Ross, back?
What's up, Papa Pulowski? It's Buccaneer Ross. Avid listener. Sorry I haven't called in a while. I'm going to try and keep this take under 90 seconds, but I apologize if I go over. Shout outs to B4 Brocados, Christian at Headlines Barbershop, your man Cyrus over at Northdale does an amazing job. Justin, your mock draft, it's like you read my mind. The top three picks that I would love to have is exactly who you mocked to us. You got us going with Jabril Peppers in the first round. I know we got a lot of haters that don't like his game. The kid is an all-around player. He can do it all. He can perfect his craft. He's shown that he's a team guy. He hurt his draft stock by even playing linebacker because his team needed it. I think the kid has coverage skills. He just hasn't focused at the safety position enough to show those skills. He was a top-rated quarter coming out of high school. I feel like we could do a lot of creative things with him. He has a Quan type of attitude, and I'd love to have him in the secondary. As for the people, just bring up Dalvin Cook real quick. We're not spending a first-round pick on a running back. Last year, 12 running backs ran for a grandy. Only two of them were first-round picks. We're about value. We need value. It'd be dumb to take Dalvin Cook in the first. And even more stupid to spend a pick to move up to get him, which some people are calling for. That's insane. Second round, I'm with Joe Mixon. I'm on the Joe Mixon bandwagon. I know what he did. It's definitely not cool. It's not appropriate. It should never happen. Saying that, I think he's the most talented running back in the class. He can do it all. The speed, the athleticism, the receiving skills are immense. It'd be amazing to have him. I feel like we have enough leadership in McCoy, Jameis, Coach Cutter, management, everybody. I feel like we can help this kid along the path, get his life corrected or whatever he needs help with, and I feel like we got a good enough crew here to handle that. And then, obviously, our third pick, you should have Godwin or Henderson. I prefer Henderson, but I wouldn't be upset with Godwin. We need another receiver, so I definitely like those three picks. I just want to thank you, Justin, for giving us this platform to voice our opinions as Bucks fans. It's an amazing thing you've done, man. I'm out.
It's my pleasure to do that and to bring people on and just try and build this community of kind of a smaller community of Bucks fans. But as another person said earlier on in the podcast, you know, there's people out there that still don't know about it, about Bucks Uncensored. And, you know, I think this is an opportunity to interact with each other, but also voice your opinion. And I'm telling you, people within the walls of One Buck Place listen to this podcast. They hear you loud and clear. And let me also make something perfectly clear on Joe Mixon. I don't know what type of guy he is. If he's a bad person, period, then you don't draft him. Okay, that only Jason Light and his staff are going to know their findings, right? What happens? That's why, I mean, God bless guys like Luke Easterling, but it's so hard to predict those type of players because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know what's being said. And, you know, if it was an isolated incident and he's a good person afterwards, they're going to have that knowledge that we don't. All we're seeing is a video. On the flip side of that is, well, you know, it's only been one incident for him, but then they do some digging and realize this guy is really a scumbag, period. He's just a scumbag across the board. We're not going to draft him. And that's something the fans would never know. And meanwhile, if the Bucks don't draft Joe Mixon, I think some of you, I wouldn't say anger, all in all anger, but I think there would be some disappointment if Joe Mixon goes somewhere else other than the Bucks. For me, I'm looking at it objectively and saying, if the Bucks don't take him, then they didn't want him. And I trust their vetting process as much as I trust anyone, if not more. So you just got to go with the what the decision maker makes there. Let's end this podcast with our youngest contributor. Say hello to Bryce.
Justin, this is Bucks Baller Bryce out in the Midwest, and I just wanted to say the Bucks are coming, baby. And remember, speak softly, and remember to carry that big stick.
All right, Bryce, appreciate it. And don't repeat any of the language you hear on this podcast. It's uncensored. So I don't know where your parents are, but just keep the headphones on. And don't repeat this language, or you're going to get your mouth washed out with soap. All right, that's it for Mock Draft Monday. No, it's not. I have to do my mock draft. All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready? I know who my second round pick is. I know who my third round pick is. I've been debating. I've been debating all day. Do I stick with Jabril Peppers? Do I stick with Peppers, who I had the Bucks taking in the first round last week? Let's see. My first round pick is in. With the first round selection for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 19th overall, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do select. I'm torn right now. I got to make a pick, though. I got to just make it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select. Boy, if you guys thought I got shit on last week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Charles Harris, defensive end out of Missouri. Pass rusher, just continuing to build young pass rushers, young defensive linemen behind the veterans they have along their defensive line. Will Golston re-signs. He's not much of a pass rusher. Robert Ayers in the final year of his deal with the Bucs. We don't know what's going to happen there. Noah Spence, now you pair Noah Spence with Charles Harris for the future to get a rotation with Will Golston. I think that's it's a possibility. I don't know if it's definite, but it's definitely a possibility with the 19th overall selection. Let's move on to the second round. And in the second round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go back to the offensive side of the ball. And, boy, people might be disappointed in sports legends. Because with this pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Chris Godwin, wide receiver, Penn State. A lot of you think third round, and perhaps he does make it to the third round. But again, nice combination of size and speed. Can play on the outside. Adds depth there, especially with DeSean Jackson having the ability to move inside to slot receiver. You also have Adam Humphries inside at slot receiver. I think the depth issues came on the outside for the Bucs. It would be nice to add a young wide receiver that can be groomed. And now all of a sudden that receiver is your third, fourth receiver that needs to come in the game so he can properly be developed and then take over on the outside, maybe even in a couple of years. But now all of a sudden, again, the Bucs and Jason Light had to invest high draft picks in players that needed to play right away. Now they don't need a whole lot of guys to come in and play right away. Now you can build depth by bringing in guys and properly developing them. And that's an area the Bucs have not had in a long, long time. And I think that's going to be a key for this year, this year's draft, and following year's drafts, because now they've got their nucleus in place to where they can draft guys that can be quality depth pieces, even as early as the second and even first round, if you don't need that player to step in and play a significant role early on. All right, third round pick. Bucks don't have a running back yet. And in the third round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get their running back. They draft running back Marlon Mack from the University of South Florida. Early on in this process, and what do I always tell all of you? Follow the rumors very early and follow them very late. Very late, as the closest we get to the draft, that's typically when we'll start to get some more traction on rumors that'll actually come true. But I just every year I look back and it's like, man, I remember reading something about that back in February. Well, I don't think teams really care about smoke screening other teams that early on. They're just trying to do their due diligence. And I remember, like, I think even Marlon Mack said, yeah, the Bucs have talked to me a lot so far. I'm going to read into that a little bit. I think Marlon Mack, his game-breaking ability, his speed, his home run ability is something that the Bucs would like to have on offense. I'm very hesitant with him running between the tackles because I thought he was very hesitant running between the tackles at USF. And remember, they ran that spread offense so much that you didn't really see him out of the eye. You didn't really see, I mean, you just didn't see that too much from Marlon Mack. So the question is, are the Bucks looking at him just as a game breaker that's going to touch the ball 10 to 15 times a game, or are they looking at him as a premier back? But I'll go ahead and say for this mock draft, Marlon Mack. So my three picks were as followed. First round, Charles Harris. Second round, Chris Godwin, wide receiver, Penn State. And third round, Marlon Mack. I know you're not going to like my mock draft. Again, I don't mock what I want. I mock what's a likely scenario for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that's going to do it. Three times a week, this podcast airs. Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. If you want to listen to it early, go to joebucksfan.com. If you want it downloaded directly to your phone at noon each of those days, it's very simple. You subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, and you don't even have to think about it. I usually listen to it on my way home from work Mondays and Wednesdays because it automatically downloaded to my phone. At Commish Online is the handle on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm also on Snapchat as well if you want to jump on there. Snapchat's more of a personal thing for me. I'm telling you, don't look for a lot of Bucks or football related stuff on there. It's just, hey, if you want to peek into my life, that's going to be the place to do it. Snapchat. That's it. I hope everyone enjoyed Mock Draft Monday. It's another hour-long podcast for you for your Monday. Wednesday, we'll try and get Luke Easterling back on, and we'll continue talking about the draft. Folks, just because the reservation sold out for that first night does not mean that you shouldn't show up. We only reserve 3/4 of the restaurant, so there's still a quarter of the restaurant that's going to be first come, first serve. We really want everyone to come out. It is going to be standing room only at some point in the night, and yours truly will be standing. Now, I do have to still get with Leo, and Leo, I'm sure, is listening to this podcast, but Leo, just to make sure, I never want an empty drink either night. And I think that we should have a reserved area at the bar where just Justin Pulowski can order drinks. Like it's like my own pipeline directly to the bartender. If we can do that, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. All right. Well, hey, everyone, it's Monday, so take this mentality that you have for this podcast and apply it to your everyday life. Like walk into work confidently, feeling good about yourself. Okay, I'm going to get a lot accomplished this week, but always, always speak softly. Shh, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.